Welcome to Goss Talk Radio, Blog Talk Goss Talk. Well, we're back from the 4th of July holiday, and we got a lot to talk about today. Well, first of all, I'd like to give a big shout-out to some of my buddies down in Bradenton, Florida, the Flamingo K Coffee Club. And I'd like to give a shout-out to D&T Home Watch. Like I told you before, these guys will watch your home, condo, car, dog, whatever you have. You leave, they'll watch it. And believe me, they're like hawks. So I want to give a big shout-out to these guys. They're located in Bradenton, Florida, right off the island. Give them a call. Well, let's get back to what's going on here in Pittsburgh. Beautiful day today, sunny, not a cloud in the sky. How about the Buccos over the weekend? Well, we got Marte going to the All-Star game, Melanchon going to the game. And how many do you think other Pirates should be there? Do you think another Pirate should be there? Alonco, maybe? No, maybe not. Give me a call. Tell me. 516-666-9990. Then we got Cubs series this weekend, which Pirates took 2 out of 3. I was shocked. I really didn't think they'd beat Arrieta, but they did. They gave him a run for his money. Ran him out, what, third inning or two-thirds? Surprised. Pitching still stinks. If his team's going to go anywhere, they got to get some starting pitching. You got to go more than 3 innings, 4 innings, 5 innings. Lariano, everybody says, oh, he's back. I don't see it. I don't see it. He pitched, 5 innings last game? He throws 100 pitches in 4 innings. Come on. You don't have any control. I don't know. To me, the second half of the season, if they're going to depend on this guy in Nice, they're going to be in big trouble. They're not going to make the wild card. But right now, they're pretty good. They've been a pretty good standing. They're, three games behind the Mets? So, I mean, they could have been 5.5 back in the Cubs, but they're 7.5 back. I thought they should have won that game yesterday. A couple bad plays in the field. I thought Kutch just completely botched that play in center field. That's a gimme catch there. Freeze had a tough play at third, but I think he still should have made it. There's two runs that scored off those two errors. It wasn't too good. But, hey, I thought all in all they had a pretty good series, and the St. Louis series was even better, 3 out of 4 from St. Louis. But, hey, they're still behind St. Louis and the Cubs in the standings. So the second half is going to tell us the story. And I think we got a phone call here. Let's get to it. Hey, hello. You're on Goss Talk.
Hello. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Goss Talk. Yeah.
Goss, you hear me, bud?
I hear you.
Hey, how you doing, Goss? It's Merv down in Florida.
Hey, Merv, what's up, buddy?
Not too much. Just sitting here. We just went out to dinner. We're sitting here at the bridge tender there over in Anna Maria Island, looking out over the bay here. Looks pretty good, Goss. Looks pretty good. I hate to say it.
I hate to hear it.
I do have a Miller Lite in my hand here, so I have to hold up. And hey, I wanted to comment a little bit on the Pirates. I watched that series with the Cubs. How about that Josh Bell? Holy moly, what a way to enter the major leagues, huh?
Hey, do you think they should send him back, or you think he should keep him?
Well, if they keep him, who has to go back?
That's a good question. Well, they're talking about Polanco maybe going on a 15-day disabled list. I don't know.
Well, that's too bad because Polanco's a good player. But I'll tell you what, this kid looks like the real deal. Boy, they got some great players coming up.
Yeah, it looks like it. Huh? This Bell, Christ, how could you be any better in a grand slam on your second at bat?
No. Hell, let him beat my 2 home runs in a little league in 1 inning.
I thought you had more than that, you told me.
No, that's just one time, though. You know, what the hell?
I thought over a couple of years you told me you hit the cycle on a couple grand slams.
No, I never hit the cycle. But
okay,
you know, the older we get, the better we were. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
What's
hey,
going on
up that,
there in Pittsburgh? Is everybody all fired up about the Pirates? They've been on fire here the last 15, 20 games.
Oh, well, they need some pitching, Murph.
Yeah.
They need pitching.
They
I mean, if
what,
we're going to start Floriano.
What, 17 to 20 or something like that?
Yeah, but you're going to burn your bullpen out. I'm telling you.
No, that's true, too. Well, I'll tell you what, they're doing better in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay down here, they're 3-22 the last 25 games.
Well, we don't have to put up with that, I'm sure.
No, their star pitcher, Archer, who, you know, was their cover boy all winter long. He's like 1-9 with about a 6 or 7 ERA. He's getting crushed.
Wow.
I don't understand that. But they don't need that coach anymore. You know, they get rid of the coach. Of course, he's up in Chicago now, just beating the hell out of everybody in Nashville.
Hey, what do you think of this, Merv? And we're going to try out a few things on the show, like we're going to get a little, maybe some trivia questions, and whoever answers it gets a cup and maybe a shirt with Gauze Talk Radio on it. What do you think of that?
That's a great idea. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll send up some D&T Home Watch stuff here, too. I'm sure everybody wants that stuff. That's top shelf stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Well, I give you a shout out at the beginning of the show. Did you hear?
Well, no, I didn't hear. I was trying to get on.
Okay. I gave you guys a big shout out. I said, no matter what, you guys are on it. You're like Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. When I was up there and on the show, I remember you asked me about the hockey, and I was saying I wasn't much of a hockey fan, and you know, Sidney Crosby wasn't doing too well. Boy, they turned that around. That was fantastic.
Oh, did they ever? Oh yeah.
Great. That was really good. That's good for the city of Pittsburgh. How about Cleveland? They finally won one. Now, unfortunately, with our age, we'll never see another one. It's what, it'll be 2060 again before they win anything?
You know what, Murph? I don't watch the NBA too much, but I did watch the last game. And I wasn't impressed with all the traveling and the palming the ball and all that. I mean, these guys take 4 or 5 steps.
Yeah. Well, the one guy got called for double dribble because he dribbled the ball twice before he shot.
How about the one guy running with a ball? They run to the hoop.
I know.
You're supposed to dribble, aren't you?
That drill we used to run, when the ball carriers used to get the ball and run through the dummies.
Exactly. Right. Hey, I wanted to ask you, how's the two boys doing?
They're going great. We just got back off vacation with them. It took me two. I had to sleep for 2 days afterwards. They wore me out. I'll see what's in front of me right now. Oh my!
What's that?
Oh my!
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine.
It's a G-rated show. I can't say anything. But holy moly! This woman.
Are you by yourself?
Yes, she won't drown. I guarantee you.
Who are you there with?
Well, Linda and them are over by the restaurant. I come over and sit by a tree here, and I'm glad I picked this tree out. I'll tell you that.
nice scenery there, huh?
Oh, yes. And the boats are nice, too.
Well, getting back to the Pirates, I hate to stray off, you know. But,
I can't think. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Getting back to those Buccos. What do you think of that at Josh Bell? We never did say. Do you think he should stay or do you think he should go?
Well, the way he's hitting the ball, I think you got to keep him around a little bit. Is he an outfielder?
Unfortunately, he's playing first base, and he said he's not that good around the bag. So I don't know, how good you got to be. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, they threw up with Pedro all those years. He sure can hit, that's for sure. I mean, he's, what, 2 for 2? Single, and they got the grand slam. And I'll tell you what, that ball was launched, too. He got all that.
Oh.
Holy moly. This guy can hit.
He put that out.
So
that went out of the stadium, that ball.
Yep. Well,
so
I got to get off.
What
here.
About the Steelers going to Tampa to 2 weeks? How about that?
Are you really? They really? That's pretty cool. I'll tell you what, it's hot. I don't miss those 2 days, man. Oh man, it's hot down here. God, it was in the high 90s today.
It's gonna be 90 here tomorrow.
I'll
bet it's hot.
Wow.
I'll bet it's hot down here.
It's warm. We're going out in the boat tomorrow, so I have an opportunity to unlax a little bit.
But, I love it.
Hey, I'll let you go. I'll get a call next time. I'm going to do a little research on the Steelers and their draft choices and see. We'll talk about that.
Well, don't forget to send them shirts up.
Oh no, you won't. We'll get them in the mail, bud. All right. But
well,
I like
all the listeners, we're going to give them out to the listeners at trivia.
I think it's pretty good. Hey, I wanted to also compliment you on your website. That was pretty nice.
Oh yeah,
pretty
I forgot to mention that. Everybody go to
gosstalk.com,
gosstalkradio.com. Check that website out.
Yeah, two Z's because if it's GOZ Talk Radio, that's a religious channel. So make sure
get
to put
the two
Z's
in there.
That's right.
Yep.
All right.
All righty, brother.
All right, brother.
I'll talk to you later, Murph.
Enjoy. All right. See you later.
All righty. Bye bye. Yeah, that was Murph calling in. Got a another caller here? No? Okay. Well, we got the number here, 516-666-9990. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about the Buccos. Tell us what you think about the All-Star game. Or how about Melanchthon? What do you think about him? Somebody said they want to trade him. Believe that? I don't know. How about one guy on here, one pundit on the radio, the supposedly the afternoon big shot? He's talking about, we got another call. Hold on, we get this call. Okay, caller.
Hello, this is Dustin from Davenport.
Oh, hey, Dustin, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
What's on your mind?
I'm a big fan of the show. The trade deadline is coming up in baseball. Pirates, they're right now, I thought they were done, but it looks like they're still around and kicking. What would you do at the trade deadline? Are there any players that, if you were in management, who you would go after?
Well, let me put it to you. Do you think we're out of it, or do you think the Pirates are in it?
Well, before this 10-game stretch, before the road stand, I thought they're out of it. But right now, I think they're still in it. I do think they're still in it. Maybe a chance for a wild card spot. I feel like the division, they'd have to do a little more work to really be in it, but they're definitely not out of it. I would say that. So I just wanted to see if there's any moves or players that you would make.
Well, they have to get some pitching somewhere. If they don't get any pitching, you can count this team out.
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell you that right now.
I just looked.
You
at
have to pitch
reports.
More than 3 or 4 innings.
Yes, for sure. You need 6 or 7? Is that the range of you at least want to? I mean, you see some pitchers they're going 7, 8. Some pitch complete games, but like you said, that pitching has to improve. I saw I saw Nice is on his way out. Hopefully, they could find someone. A trading partner and maybe get another pitcher. I just wanted to see your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, my thoughts on Nice, who are you going to get? You're trading a bum, and what are you going to get, a piece of gold? You know? That ain't going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. Would they like to get rid of his salary? I'm sure. He's been a big disappointment. Like I said, you have to go at least 7 innings. This bullpen's going to burn out. You have to go 7 innings at least. I mean, these guys are throwing 100 pitches in 4 innings. And 100 pitches is the high mark of you get taken out of the game or not in the majors. Pitch count. So, I don't know. I don't know, Dust. But Hey, Dust, let me get another call here. Let me take another call here.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah, we got another caller here.
Hello. Yo, Wizard of Goss, what's going on down there? It's the Wild Dog.
Hey, Wild Dog, what's going on in Columbus? I heard you had a little scrape and scrap down there.
You know, hey, you gotta keep surviving here, Goss, man. You know what I mean? So
you got it. Give me your opinion on the weekend.
I gotta tell you, it was seriously, it was one of those surprises. I really thought Arrieta was going to get back on track, and I thought they were going to come in and stomp us for three and go into the break, you know?
Well, like Dustin brought up, what do you think about the trade deadline? Who would you trade or would you hold them?
Well, here's what I heard, Gosman. I was looking at some of the rumor mill out there, all right? According to Huntington, he says we're buyers this trade line. So,
oh, is that what he said?
That's what he said. He said we're during this trade deadline, we're buyers.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked.
He said that it is imperative that they reach the postseason this year because it would be the first time ever in the history of the Pirates organization that they did it 4 years consecutively.
Hmm. Well, here's my thoughts on that. What are you going to do with Nice? What are you going to do with naturally, they're thinking about getting out pitching, right? I mean, that's what they need help in, right?
Exactly.
So who are you going to send down and what are you going to do with Nice? You going to trade this guy or, like I told Dustin, what are you going to get?
Here's what I do. This is what I do, Godsman. I call up a team. Offload Nice for the remainder of the year supply of Gatorade, okay? So that we get some kind of value for him. We can keep the guys hydrated. Number two, we can. There's some chatter out there. Should the Pirates look to move Jaso because of how well Bell did while he was up for his stint? I mean, I know we may not see Bell for another 10 years because he'll be tucked away down at AAA, but.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Gosman?
I think if you're only going to pinch hit Bell, you got to send him back down.
Yeah.
The kid got to play. I heard he's not too good around the first base bag, but how good was Alvarez? You know?
That is
so
a great point.
If you're going to keep this kid up there, you don't keep him up there to pinch hit. Play him.
Very true.
So what you do with Jaso, maybe you could package Jaso and but you're going into a pennant run here where a wild card, they're not going to catch the Cubs. You're going into a wild card, with a rookie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, who knows? Maybe this kid will shine. I don't know. I don't
crazy
think Jaso's not bad. Oh. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
With it, no, not at all. I'll tell you what. I think Jaso's done a hell of a job. But what they're saying is that can you deal Jaso because he's got some value? You know, if you got Bell, that's basically came up and hey, I got to tell you for his grand salami single walk. I mean, the kid went 2 for 2. You know.
Oh, they're talking about trading David Freese. I'd trade McCutchen before I traded Freese.
Oh, I wouldn't trade Freese at all. I think that's. I wouldn't do it. Not with Kanger.
I think that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. You know, you got
what we have here, Bill, is a dilemma.
Yep.
Bill Dog. I want your opinion. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go for some trivia later on in some shows. Now, what do you think we should give away? Shirts, cups, hats, what do you think, to the winner?
I'll tell you what.
Sports trivia.
Sports trivia, Gosman? I'm thinking we give away, if not a hat, a gift certificate to one of those lovely, huge, fry-packed, coleslaw-jammed, permani sandwich. And hey, well, you might throw in a couple extra bucks for a, for an ice cold iron to go with that bad boy too.
Oh man, that might not be a bad idea. I want everybody to go to check this website out. This brand new website we got on Goss Talk. www.gosstalkradio.com. All one word, two Z's in Goss. Check this website out. It'll knock your freaking socks off.
Only getting better. You'll be able to go on there. You'll be able to get some merch. Whole ball of wax. It's coming. It's coming.
Yep. Check it out, people. And, hey, you can write down, tell me what you think of it. We welcome all emails or blah, whatever you want to do. Call me at 516-666-9990. Goss Talk Radio. We got the Wild Dog on the air. Well, Wild Dog, I think we should think about the second half of this season, and I think the Buccos are going to be in trouble the first three games out of the All-Star break.
Ooh.
Nationals,
you could be right,
buddy.
Ooh.
Nationals. Ooh. Yeah.
That's not good.
And then after that, everybody says, oh, they're going to play the Reds and Brewers and Phillies. Hey, did anybody ever check out what the Reds have done to them the last 2 years, 3 years?
None. It's been devastating.
Or the Brewers? Yeah. I mean, I think there's a losing record there.
I'll tell
so
you
let's
what,
not get all giggly
would...
and farts over, you know, these losing teams.
I would put my money right now them sweeping the Nationals before me telling you that they can beat the Reds or the Brewers. I'm telling you, they have problems with this, those two teams.
Oh, do they ever? Do they ever? I mean, this Cincinnati team just throws their hat on and they're done. They just throw their hat on a field of Pirates like, oh,
I'm
Cincinnati,
telling
you got to be kidding. And everybody beats them, but the Pirates.
And you know what, Gosman, and you've been preaching it all the last couple shows. The pitching is anemic. They need pitching.
Oh. Hey, Will Dog, you throw 100 pitches in five innings. Your bullpen is going to look like you know how you blow a balloon up, and all of a sudden it goes pop.
Yep.
That's what this bullpen's going to do.
Well, you
it's
going to
explode because. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, guys, I was going to see. You know what? You can already see the effects on Tony Watson. The guy was unhittable.
Oh.
You know? He was lights out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, they're burning these arms out. I mean, it's getting sad.
Yeah.
Sad. How about that niece? Yeah, he pitched yesterday. Those balls were leaving the yard at, I think exit velocity was over 300 miles an hour.
I heard someone in Pittsburgh ask that there was comets being hit on, you know. That's
were,
how fast they
were
leaving.
They were Tomahawk cruise missiles. Yeah. That's all. Yeah, they've said they measure exit velocity now on ball leaving the bat.
Uh-huh.
They estimated one of those hits was had vapor on it and it went 300 miles an hour back.
Oh, man. Wow.
So, you know, I mean, there were some shots. But he's, I think he's maybe seen his last days or maybe they'll just cut him out, Ray. I don't know.
And I'll tell you what, you called it earlier a few shows ago, one of the absolute worst, if not the worst trade ever made in Major League Baseball.
Walker for
Walker
this guy.
For Nice. Yep.
I thought it was terrible then. I still say it's terrible. I'm proven right. It's terrible.
Yes. Well, what do you think about Cole coming back? You think that's going to have any impact? I mean, I seen he was having some hard time finding a groove there.
I don't know. Everybody says, oh, wait till Cole comes back. Well, oh, yeah. you know, we're going to be real in good shape. Colcomb, what did he do the first half, the first couple of games? He wasn't no big shakes. I didn't see anything.
He wasn't. I'll tell you what, guy. He wasn't the normal Cole, though. You know, he wasn't lights out. Keeping the run down to like a one or two. How about, well, let me ask you this. What about Arrieta falling apart?
Woo. How about Lester too?
Yeah.
Hey, how about Sean Rodriguez banging it?
Oh, guys, I got to tell you, he's got to be an everyday player. You got to find room for him. Someone that's got to stop.
Well,
not only can he take down a water cooler, I don't know what happened. After he beat the crap out of that water cooler, next thing you know, he became Schwarzenhammer, and he's knocking balls out of that park left and right.
Oh, I tell you what, that guy got a swing on him. I'll tell you, I think he hit the ball yesterday 450 feet. He's not that big of a guy either. I'll tell you what. Find a way to play that guy.
What's he at now? 10 homers? 10, 11 homers?
I thought it was 10.
And like I said, I mean, he hit a home run in each of those games. You got to find room for him. Got to.
I would think so. I would definitely think so. Well, you got a few guys hurt now. They say Polanco and Harrison. He hurt his foot. So, hey, like I did yesterday. You can move this guy around. He can play any position, Rodriguez. Any position this guy can play.
I think he can coach. He's a bouncer. He can coach.
He's a security guard at this game. This guy can do it all, brother. I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
This guy's no slouch.
Absolutely.
This guy can do it all.
Right there.
Oh, better believe it. Well, we got about 2 minutes left of the show, and it's been a good one, and we're going to hope to get this thing going and get it rolling more. We're going to have a lot of things up our sleeve here in the next couple of weeks, and hope everybody tunes in and calls because it's going to be a blast off. We're going to blast this thing off, believe me. Will Dog, I'm glad you called. Yep.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure, and I'll tell you what, if you could give us a shout on that website one more time, just in case we tuned in a little bit late.
Hey, do you want to say anything about the Bloody Mary bar?
Oh, yeah, I got to give a shout-out to Jen down at Asterix in Columbus, Ohio, down in Westerville. Yeah, putting together an absolute awesome Bloody Mary bar down there in Westerville. If you find yourself in Ohio in Westerville on a Sunday, you definitely need to stop in there and try out one of those Bloody Marys.
I seen it, people. It's the real deal. This girl knows her stuff. She's the best. Get down there to Columbus, Ohio. What's the name of this place, Bill?
Asterix. Brand new restaurant bar.
What's the name of it?
It's called Asterix. Brand new restaurant bar in Westerville, Ohio.
Okay. We got the shout out. And Will Dog call back next time, and hopefully by that time the Buccos, well, maybe they'll be in second place.
Hey, crazier things have happened, Gosman.
Yeah. We got about 50 seconds left of the show, and it's been a good one. So, Will Dog, I will talk to you later.
Sounds great, Gosman. Thanks for having me, as always. Talk to you soon.
Oh, my pleasure. Bye-bye. That Will Dog, man, I'll tell you what. You got to get down to Columbus. Asterix. I'm telling you, there ain't no better Bloody Marys in the state of Ohio, maybe in the country, than there. I'll tell you that right now. She's good at what she does. That's Jen. She's probably the best around. And we are counting down, and it's been a good one. And we're going to sign off now. Bye till next week. God's Talk Radio. Bye-bye.